This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, mood is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
But it took a few days in the darkness of the unit to be able to find said cell phone.
A few days?
Yes.
How big was the unit?
I don't know. Must have been pretty big.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Butt ugly. Butt ugly.
Oh, I don't ever say butt ugly.
I was.
That's not nice.
They were all old and glasses and overweight.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Me too, but I can't say it because everyone's like, Courtney's flirting. I'm not flirting. I'm a woman and I am just as giddy about all the men on the show.
Yes. You're kind of flirting.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
The hopes and dreams of this season have brought that on for Curtis.
Very. And he drove us everywhere this week, so credit to him. His driving, worse than ever.
It is.
And he was saying, people in Florida don't know how to drive. I was like, it felt like I was on a roller coaster.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What up? Courtney, what's good about it?
Well,
48 hours ago when we woke up, it was 75 degrees.
Man.
Now it's, what is it, 12, Curtis? 13, yeah. Something like that here in Boston?
It feels like 5.
But we're back with Shime.
Yes. Back with Shime, whose weekend, it appeared on social media, was ruined by the Debo trade.
Greg, I was so salty for a good like 12 hours.
Yeah,
I'm still a little bit salty. Not quite as salty, but still up there.
How can you not be?
Yeah.
It's a
fifth round pick.
Yeah.
They grow on trees.
Yeah. Even if you think he's washed, he's still better than Pop Douglas.
Correct, Scheim. I'm right there with you.
It doesn't look like much has changed, like as far as going after guys like that. I know there's other reports that DK Metcalf could be on the trading block, but if you're not willing to give up a fifth-round pick for Deebo Samuel, are you willing to give up a third-round pick for DK? Or
nope. Yeah,
well, what's Cooper Kupp going to cost you?
It's a 12-year plan. Right. I think they probably have it. We don't know about it, but there's some kind of a 12-year plan in place, Wiggy.
And what's Cooper Kupp going to cost you now, knowing that if Deebo went for a fifth round, isn't Cooper Kupp maybe a fourth-round pick? So why wouldn't you be all over that?
I don't know.
Well, I think at this point, Cooper Kupp will probably go for less than Deebo.
Okay, so
there
you
go. To the point where he may get cut. And I think that's kind of the belief in a lot of clubhouses is that he'll just get cut.
Okay.
And they can sign him without even having to trade a pick. But it would make sense to just do what the Texans did with Joe Mixon last year. Mm-hmm. You know he's going to get cut. Send them a sixth-round pick.
Right.
That means nothing. Nobody is ever a good sixth-round pick outside of Tom Brady. Send them sixth-round pick and then just be able to sign the player on your own. You don't have to compete with every other team in football.
Yeah, that's the smartest thing because you don't want to have to wait till he gets cut. Now you're fighting with all these teams that need wide receivers. So that's the best thing to do is give up a sixth-round pick for Cooper Kupp. That's a great deal.
And Wiggy, what we're going to hear at the end of another free agency is, well, there was nobody out there. Well, there was Deebo Samuel for a fifth round pick, and you didn't have to compete financially with other teams. You just have to give what would become your backup guard.
Do you believe that we'll hear that at the end of free agency? And if you do, what does that mean for Mike Vrabel and what type of voice he really has?
It's not good. But I think Scheim's reaction, I don't want to speak for him, but all of my feed was the same, that where's the urgency? Whenever we hear from Robert Kraft, and it's usually, is the owners' meetings in like a week or two, they're always in March, somewhere warm, and when he stands behind a backing up truck, he says, I don't like to lose. I miss Super Bowls. I'm going to get us back. And then he proceeds to, draft Pop Douglas and call it a successful offseason. And so what this weekend represented was the Washington football team with a young, solid, possible, already franchise quarterback building around him. And the Patriots, had their thumb up their nose.
Well, that's the part that's so frustrating. Mm-hmm. You figured out the hardest part of it. You have the quarterback.
Yeah, you do.
I think you do. I mean, it seems like you do. Yeah. So
everyone around the league seems to think you do.
Right.
So what are you waiting for?
Put talented guys around him. Make his job a lot easier.
Yeah.
I just also... For reference, for the people who are like, I wouldn't have traded a fifth round pick for Deebo, he's washed. Would you like to hear the last five fifth round picks from the New England Patriots?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure half these guys aren't even in the NFL anymore, but we can try anyways. Antonio Maffey doesn't play. Cameron McGrone, I'm not sure he ever took an NFL snap.
No.
Justin Rohrwasser, yeah, he didn't last long.
There were issues there.
Yeah, other issues.
Okay, my favorite Patriot. Issues.
Byron Cowart. And Jake Bailey, who's no longer on the team. Like, I don't understand why you wouldn't give up a fifth-round pick for Deebo Samuel.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, certainly something that you could talk about this morning with us. Celtics snapped the two-game lose streak, so I guess everything's fine over there.
Yeah.
I caught most of that game or half of that game on the flight home from Florida yesterday. So
yeah, it was one of those gritty games. Both teams didn't shoot the ball particularly well.
They had like a 20-point lead at one point though, and kind of gave that up.
They gave that up, and then they held on to it at the end.
Why does that happen, Wiggs, with this team?
I think the 20-point lead in the NBA, I don't even like. That's like a 5-point lead nowadays, and you hear a lot of NBA players say teams take runs, but I think teams get lazy playing defense, and they take poor shots on offense. So I kind of feel like that's why you see so many 20-point leads go by the wayside.
I think they get a pad like that, and then all of a sudden they take their foot off the gas. Mm-hmm. Like, they think, all right, we got this cruise control situation. The other team's still pushing. So.
And then they take stupid shots on offense, and then they play lazy defense, and that's how
it's happened so often, you'd think they'd address it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think it's just like when you watch a lot of NBA games, I don't know what it is about, like, NBA players, but when they get up by a lot, they always throw it into cruise control. I don't know what the hell it's all about. But
that was, like, the Cavs' biggest comeback in their history.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not something that happens all the time.
Well, it does, because look at a couple games before that. The Celtics came back from being down, what, 27 to the Knicks? You see 20-point leads evaporate. You see the Celtics be down by 20-plus. 20-plus in the NBA is no longer what it used to be. So.
Well, for the Cavs, it was the biggest they'd ever done.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, if you watch an NBA game or you watch them consistently, 20-point leads are nothing no more. And I don't know what it is, but I think it's just from watching the Celtics, I think it's them taking their foot off the gas and playing lazy defense.
All right. Well, on the show this morning, our leads in about 15 minutes at 6:25 or 6:30. They set it at 7. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports, and we will discuss Joe Sacco wisely determining, Curtis, that if you put more pucks in net, you win more hockey games.
I got to tell you, I was so down when Marchand got hit. That ruined the deadline, and you know, sucks for him. Obviously, hopefully, he's doing better.
Yeah,
but that was a rough one on Saturday, and then I love a 1-0 hockey game in Minnesota.
news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. This could be an age thing, as most of my issues are, but I have not seen a single film that was nominated for any Oscar last night during the Oscars.
Yeah, I don't think I've either.
Is that just me? Or?
I saw one, and I told you guys I was going to watch all of them. Yeah. I tried, couldn't do it. And an absolute disgrace that Wicked did not win more awards.
Okay. I mean,
the Open be Ariana and Cynthia. It was a standing ovation. Right. I had tears streaming down my face.
But I feel like movies like that don't win Oscars because they're not like the Oscars. I feel like the people who vote are, they act like they're above the movie. So like whether it's a movie like that, whether it's a Marvel movie, I feel like they don't give those movies credit. It has to be something that most people are like, what's that?
A lot of times it's like that, but at least I have seen 3 or 4 of the films that are nominated. I haven't seen a single, like, I
shocking, because you really strike me as an Emilia Perez guy.
I mean,
did Chalamet win at least?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't even think was he like any of his movies nominated?
Yeah the Bob
Dune
Dylan
was the Bob Marley one. Right.
The winner in his case, the winner was whoever was able to sell him that yellow suit, because that was not winning.
That was buttery.
That looks kind of good.
I don't think so. Well, yeah, I like what you're wearing
there. I appreciate that. What? Shout out to my boy Nino Brown, New Jack City. Great movie. Should have won an Oscar, but
New Jack City was a great film.
Yes.
Courtney
Rock
and Shime.
Bye, baby.
Courtney and Shime have not seen it, heard
no
it.
Idea.
No idea.
I have never heard of it.
I mean, it's one of...
Wait, you've never heard of that, Curtis?
No. Nope.
New Jack City? Great
It's like one of the classic... I don't like gangster films. Like, it's up there with Boys in the Hood, you know.
Yeah. So, when, what was it, like 1980s? Was it 90s? I thought it was late 80s.
I think it might have been like maybe 91 or 92 or something like that.
Good soundtrack.
Yeah, it was excellent, really good soundtrack.
Wiggy is unbelievable on this stuff. Nailed it. 91.
91, yeah. So that was like right in the wheelhouse.
Speaking of music, at some point we have the sad duty of delivering an audio eulogy, or at least an audio eulogy rejoin or two on the passing of the last living member of an all-time great 1970s rock and roll band, one of my father's favorite bands. So I'll handle that part this morning, Chime. Right. I won't trouble you with that.
But. Sounds good.
I wonder if this is the one I was thinking about when I saw it. I was going to send it to you, but I was like...
It literally just it happened bright and early this morning.
Oh, okay. Then the New York Dolls one wasn't the one.
Oh, no. No, it wasn't. But I missed that over the weekend.
Yeah, a band member from the New York Dolls.
Great punk rock band. One of the all-time great punk rock bands. If you know the song, Hot, Hot, Hot. You know that song?
By Poindexter?
Yeah.
I'm feeling hot, hot.
David Johansen was David Johansen not a part of that song?
You're asking the wrong crowd, my friend. I'm sorry.
There's a David Johansen.
Yeah, David Johansen. Yeah,
was a part of the New York Dolls.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And is that the passing that you're talking about? I don't even know.
David
Johansen passed away.
Yeah.
See, this is I missed it. This conversation has Hillman Jinx written all over it. Yeah. We just killed five people, including Buster Poindexter, Sean, if he were still living. I don't know if he was or not, but
75, such a great name.
75 years old. Because when I saw it, I was going to send it, but I was like, oh, maybe it's the Goo Goo Dolls, and I had never heard it.
Okay, don't wrongly kill the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, do not put Johnny Resnick's name out there like
Curtis
that.
Curtis will be very upset.
And Iris, rejoin, please.
Yes, you'll get it, Curtis. Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. If you'd like to be on today, the number to call, 617-779-7937. That is the same number if you are sending a text on the Subaru of New England text line, and you can do that at any point over the next 4 hours. And to get us started this morning, here is Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Wiggy laughing early.
No, I remember the guy from Scrooge. When I saw him, I was like, this guy's an actor.
Yeah, that's the
cab driver.
The taxi driver. That was David Johansen.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, I knew this guy, but I didn't know he was in a rock band.
Yes, after the New York Dolls and some solo work, he did some acting.
Yeah.
He was in a few things. Yes.
Multi-talented.
Yeah.
The Celtics got a win against the Nuggets at home, 110-103, the final. Jaylen Brown led the team with 22 points. The Sox got a win against the Mets, 6-4 at JetBlue. They have Baltimore today in Sarasota. First pitch at 1:05. You can listen to the game on WEEI AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The good news with the bad, the Bruins got shut out by the Wild, 1-0 in Minnesota. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 21 saves in the loss. And like Greg just said, Brad Marchand was out with an upper body injury. No update there. He's going to get reevaluated now that they're back in Boston. Some movement in the NFL. Deebo Samuel has been traded from the Niners to the Commanders for a fifth-round pick, while Matthew Stafford has agreed to a restructured deal to stay with the Rams.
Now, Shime. Giants had some interest in Stafford.
Yep.
Seems like they are trying desperately to make a deal with the Titans on that number one pick so they can go up and get Cam Ward. Is that what you're hearing?
I'm hearing actually the complete opposite. I'm hearing that they're interested in Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Oh, the Giants?
I
believe the Jets are very interested in going up to number one.
Yeah, no, I saw the Giants. I saw some reports that the Giants were trying to wheel and deal their way up to number one.
All right, I like
which
this.
Which you like because it just gives you more of a chance at Abdul Carter.
Yeah. Definitely gives you a chance at Abdul Carter because Cleveland would then have number two. I don't think the Giants would take him if they didn't get up to number one, or like say if the Jets went up to number one. And if the Giants are interested in Aaron Rodgers, they have two really good pass rushes. So that would put Abdul Carter potentially right in your lap. Mm.
All right, well, with so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Oh, thank you, Courtney. It is so cold. God, it sucks this morning. It feels like 5. Afternoon high, 30 in Boston, sunny.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord. Well, to be clear, because that discussion went off in about five different directions in the middle of it, David Johansen is Buster Poindexter.
Yeah.
Buster Poindexter is David Johansen.
Right.
So we've lost both of those artists, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggy pointed that out.
Yeah,
I missed that story.
Yeah, when I saw it, the only thing that threw me off guard was like the New York Dolls, and I had heard of the Google Dolls, and then when I seen a picture of the guy,
yeah,
I was like, wait, isn't that guy an actor? And yeah. I didn't even realize it, but I know that song. I remember that song too.
Well, don't worry about it. I missed this, but apparently Courtney earlier thought Bob Dylan was Bob Marley.
So no.
I missed that earlier on the
It's
show.
Not true. That
yeah, she
not
made
true.
A mistake. She said it by accident.
I said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you said
that. Shoot.
It's all good.
Shoot.
Yeah.
All right.
I know
well,
the difference between the two.
Good to be back. We had a great time in Florida last week, and we got less than, well, I guess exactly a month until the home opener, so... Home opener is 1 month from tomorrow, which is good news. Speaking as we were of the Hillman Jinx, is that responsible for Jake Knapp choking away a PGA Tour win yesterday, Sean?
Tough, especially after shooting 59 last week.
I
like
know.
That's tough. Tough way to finish.
Goes out, joins the 59 club on Thursday, and then... Tripled the win away yesterday, but at least he's there.
Oh,
right?
he's competing. Like he's right there, which is awesome. I'm happy for him.
So
next year we should do a week after a week in Fort Myers in Jupiter. I'll book it. And that week is the we can have Jake Knapp on the set. It's down the street in Palm Beach Gardens.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea, actually, okay. Curtis.
Thank you.
Okay. He also was wearing an Echo Store polo.
Of course he
while
was.
While he was out there. So that was a nice plug for those guys.
Good for our friends at Echo Store. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. 1 week from today, we will have a live show for you from the annual Saving by Shaving event at Granite Telecommunications in Quincy. And we will be joined by Joe Mazzulla and by Mike Vrabel. So
a week from tomorrow. Isn't it the 11th?
Yes.
It's Monday, right?
I was told the 11th.
I was told Tuesday as well.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Monday, but we'll tell you. Mm-hmm. It'll either be 1 week from today or 1 week from tomorrow.
Tomato, tomato.
But we will be down there for that annual event.
Wow, what a lineup, cool, though.
Yeah, it's good. Really, we got a good lineup.
Curtis, you going to tell Joe Mazzulla he stinks to his face? Or?
You mean like you told me I was a great driver then waited for me to leave and said I was bad?
I don't think I ever said you were a great driver. I said thank you for driving.
Nope, you said great job, Curtis, almost every time we got to where we were going.
You got us there safely.
I think you said at one point to, was it me and Wiggy, that Curtis's driving has somehow gotten worse?
It was on air. It was after they left. No, it wasn't that it's gotten worse.
Oh, yeah, it was after they left.
Right. Yes. Oh, it must have been the timing. It just came to you when I left.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying it on the air. It wasn't behind your back.
What happened?
Of course it was. I wasn't there.
It was more so the amount of lanes in Florida. We're looking at like 4 or 5 lanes.
Yeah. I would be thrilled not to drive. Believe me, I would love not to drive everybody.
I'll drive. There you go. You want me to drive, I'll drive.
It just will go from like far right to far left in one swoop.
Okay.
And you know,
he's a lane changer.
He's a lane changer.
Lane jumper, if you will.
Yeah. And I mean, Curtis, I'm not a good driver, so I mean, I'm just saying there it was like a lot of blaming the old people around him, and I was buckled up in the back.
You're saying he's actually one of the old people.
No, he wouldn't be considered an old person because he likes the gas pedal.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so okay. An old person.
We were going fast.
Yeah, he likes the gas pedal, so an older person would be going slow.
And I would love to ask Joe Mazzulla why the Celtics have as many blown 10 or more point losses as the Nuggets, the Knicks, and the Cavs combined.
No, we can ask him that. Yeah. Why? That'll be a good question because I like that answer too. I want to know how do you have 20, and I know it is the NBA, but is it just guys take their foot off the gas? What is it with, you know, having a 20-point lead? I get a lot of the NBA is, you know, got teams going on runs, but, I mean, you got to be able to tighten up defensively. So, I mean, I think that's a great question to ask. Why are so many leads given up, especially 20-point leads?
But you'll have to wait and see till it comes to playoff time because that's when the NBA really begins their season.
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly, if it works... Joe Mazzulla's done a good job of, I hate the term, but of load management. He's done a great job when it comes to Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown specifically getting plenty of rest. Like, there can be no argument that they're not getting enough rest.
I think Tatum's a little bit different. I don't know the exact numbers, but I feel like
Tatum wants to play.
He plays in a ton of games. I've only seen him sit a couple times, but he does a good job with...
But even in-game.
In-game.
In-game, even in the fourth quarter, like yesterday specifically, he gets a good amount of rest.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't come back into the game until 6.5-7 minutes, especially in the fourth quarter. But he did, you know, with Drew Holiday has been, you know, he's got a lot of rest. Obviously, Porzingis.
He's handled Derek White and Derek White's game being able to grow. I'll be interested to ask him really about the chip on the guy's shoulders, like how they felt coming off the championship going into this year, especially a guy like Jason Tatum. We talked a lot about what he had to say about the disrespect he feels, and if Joe Mazzulla feels that way as well. I bet he does.
Does anybody fear the Cavs? So I was talking about this with Ken on Saturday. He's like, oh, I'm worried.
No.
I on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I'm terrified, 1 it's no big deal, I'm at a 2.
I'm at a 6.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I would be like a 3 with the Cavs. I mean, because you got to think, they're in a 7-game series. I that's my biggest thing. No one has enough firepower, in my opinion, to beat the Celtics in 4 games.
I think sometimes on your show, the travel agent does that just to get a conversation going.
Yeah.
That's why. I think that's why he says that.
I think that's why.
I love that. Lifeguard and travel agent.
Oh, that's my new name for my new name of affection for Ken is the travel agent.
Oh, okay. Boy. Ken doesn't get mad very often. When I brought the Bonvoy thing really stuck in his craw.
I was going to ask. Was there happened? Any update?
No. What? So on the air, he's like, Curtis, you could have texted me. The Red Sox book it. You're so pompous.
What happened? He was
mad that because on the air, when I checked in, Courtney and I talked about this while I was slaloming lanes. I said that, isn't it weird? We agreed. I don't know who brought it up first. We were talking about how strange it was because I didn't realize when they said we already have your Bonvoy that it was no way mine because I never gave it to them. So I was like, oh, I'll bring that up on the air because it's interesting. And Ken got so mad about that. He's like, the Red Sox book it. God, you got a hotel room. You don't have to pay for it. I'm like, okay, Ken, it's all right. But that was strange. And next year I'm just going to ask them to fully book it so I can go to the 5-star hotel 20 minutes later.
This is Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I'm not coming at you, Courtney. I understand it's a little bit tough to deal with when you're sitting passenger, but I'm defending Curtis as somebody that does this every day, driving in this state. It's impossible to not drive like in a reasonable manner without doing what Curtis is doing, because what people do down here, I ask myself all the time, how have these people survived in life for this long? The way that they drive, it's insane. You have to kind of get around them because they congregate. It's like flocks, birds of a feather flock together. Well, these birds of a feather here in Florida are snowbirds, and they are terrible at driving, so you have to get around them. Curtis, I got your pain. I feel your pain, bud.
It seems like it's the old people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think we talked about this on the show. I can't remember. But every time I was going anywhere in an Uber, when we were down there or this past weekend, the Uber people tell you that you can't trust what the time is,
right?
Because the old people drive 20, 30 miles an hour max.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the road is.
They drive like they're in a funeral procession.
Yeah.
That's why I said no one over 65 should drive, because they get nervous. And
no, we were going Saturday. We went to a place Saturday, which I've never been to, called Doc's Beach House.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best beach bars in America.
Curtis, I would agree with you. It's in the discussion. When it comes to emergency top five best beach bars in the United States,
did you go
of America.
To the second deck? Like,
yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Sat up there. They only have pizza. I was kind of disappointed because they only do pizza from 4 to 6, and supposedly their pizza is to die for. But that place is an Bonita Springs, Doc's Beach House. I'd add it to the Brunswick and the Ocean Deck in Daytona Beach, Florida, as the best beach bars in the United States of America. Those other two have been on my list for a long time.
Roadshow.
It would be a perfect roadshow spot.
It really would be. Maybe one of the days next year when we're down there for spring training, we'll do a show from there, because the place it's awesome. But anyway, it took 25 minutes longer than it should have taken 10 minutes to get there. But all right, hold on. This is Frank from Cape Coral, Florida. Hello, Frank.
Greg, good morning. How you doing?
What's up?
Just want to say thank you for Thursday to you, Courtney, Curtis, Wiggy, and Griff, who I met, Mike Thomas. Thanks for being nice to my son, and I hope you like the gift bag.
Absolutely. I went through, I got a gift bag that had 3 or 4 tins of Skol in it.
Oh, wow.
And some jelly beans.
Good job.
Flavored Skol?
Flavored Skol.
Thank God.
I thought the Imodium was a nice touch, too.
Right. I didn't need, honestly, Frank, I didn't need the Depends, but I appreciate. I mean, I'm not there yet. It was great to meet you. Great to meet your son. Great to meet everybody Thursday night. We were down there, the brand new Ore and Iron in Fort Myers, just a blast. All right, let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
If I give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. Later it's over. I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am.
Great rip, Chime. Wiggy, that's, as I think you referred to them earlier, the Google dolls.
Okay.
And the leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. There's a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Google it.
Hello, Shime.
Good morning, Greg. A quick plug before I get to my actual lead this morning. Post-combine mock draft, officially live on WEEI.com. Mock 2.0 from Chris Shime.
Yes.
We've got trades. We've got it all. So please feel free to go check that out on WEEI.com. But my lead today is actually in response to a different article. Over the weekend, Doug Kide and Andrew Callahan had an article for the Herald about the New England Patriots. There were some awesome notes. It was a great read. There were things left over from 2024 on Robin Glazer, the Patriots' plans for the offseason, kind of who they've been targeting. One of my favorites, though, was they were asking around at the Combine. No league source had anything less than stellar to say about the Patriots' young quarterback in conversations around Indianapolis, referring to Drake May. One veteran position coach believes May has top five potential in the league, possibly within 2 years. Another AFC East scout described Vrabel and May as a quote-unquote deadly combination. Mm. These are the things you want to hear from other people not in the building in New England, because it means that you made the right choice at quarterback. Like, other people fear you now that you have Mike Vrabel and Drake May. They had a ton of quotes and comments about how much Vrabel is respected across the league by agents of incoming college players, as well as agents of other players. They talked a lot about Vrabel's guy, Stretch. It was an awesome, awesome article by Doug and Callahan, so Please recommend you go read it. There is so much good Patriot stuff in there. It's a great read.
Excellent. Thank you, Sean.
Welcome.
On the Robin Glazer topic, did anyone in the media alert you months ago that the head coach of the New England Patriots and Ms. Glazer, things had gotten so bad between them that the two of them were not even talking to each other?
Yes.
Did anyone in the media alert their audience that? Was it perhaps yours truly?
I thought that Greg may have mentioned it.
Okay, good. Yeah, I just like my credit where I get my credit.
A lot of non-talking to each other conversations in the Patriots over the past couple of years. Whether it's Glazer and Mayo, whether it was Bill Belichick and Billy O.
Or Mac.
I mean, it felt like we got to be able to communicate.
Like, well, it's kind of like they just pass in the hallway and they're like, hey, what's up?
Anything to a great relationship or friendship is communication. Yes, sit down. Let's get our problems out
true,
there.
That's true, Wiggy. I mean, but sometimes it reaches a point where you're just like, hey, how you doing? All right. Shine, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. And it'll be a great morning for those that love Bill Belichick, because you hit where I was headed right away, Greg. Robin Glazer. The Patriots fired Bill Belichick because he was siloed, stubborn, and was surrounded by yes men. Is in so many words, I mean, obviously the drafting and other things, but that's why. The Patriots have replaced him by only asking one thing of those that replaced the people that were previously employed. Don't be like Bill Belichick. Who you are not like is not an identity. Thankfully, Vrabel's here, but the Robin Glazer story, she rose through the ranks because she did everything opposite, according to that story, quote-unquote, of a guy who's won six Super Bowls. And I saw this in the Herald as well. Same story. Last season, the Patriots gave their new coaches, quote, a fraction of the typical NFL moving allowance, unquote. They also did not allot them the Bonvoy points. Oh, no. But the fact that this ownership group can walk around and say that they do whatever it takes to win, isn't that second to last in commitment to winning in the last NFLPA poll. Also, I'd like to correct the record on that. Many people, because Tom Curran said it on this radio station, said that that was conducted before the season. The actual dates of the NFLPA player poll was from August through November.
Mm.
So it was the entire first 12 games of the season is when that was released. So just to understand, that's it was not just last summer and, oh, things are changing. The players, everybody voted for the first three quarters of the season was what those grades were. But it is just an embarrassment for the Patriots.
You're, and Curtis, you're saying it's okay if you wanted to move on from Bill.
Right.
But you didn't have to move on mm-hmm. from the things that Bill did mm-hmm. that made him great and made the organization great. I think that's what you're saying.
Right. Right? And to just hire people because they're not Bill is... It's so weird.
Yeah. But Curtis, yeah. to the point of the them giving the fraction of the price for new coaches to come move, doesn't that maybe explain? I'm sure that all assistant coaches around the league know the Patriots are cheap when it comes to something like that. So for Gerard Mayo's first season, doesn't that make more sense why we couldn't get anybody to come here and help him out?
It's a great point, Courtney. Yeah. And it's another example of Robert Kraft sabotaging Gerard Mayo.
Doing him dirty. Yeah.
I mean, look at the staff this year. And look at the staff last year. I mean, does anybody succeed with the way that organization was run last year? And now Mayo might be done coaching for good.
But I don't get this. You move on, but you want the guy that you moved on for, you still want his playbook, his...
All of his players you resigned.
Like, so why just not keep the guy?
I know.
Bill. Bill has changed. The guy's doing Hard Knocks now.
I know.
I don't get the whole, we want to move on from Bill, but then we want to keep his blueprint.
Everybody thought that Bill would never, like, that doing Hard Knocks would be the worst thing ever in his life, and he embraces it, or at least seems to be embracing it.
Well, I mean, he's doing it now, so he's... seen by NFL teams.
Yeah.
When he was the coach of the Patriots, he could have done it any year, and he chose
but
not to do
it. Good move by him, you know?
Yeah, that's going
to
be cool.
So, yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We'll get to the rest of the leads coming up next. Well, it is a Monday, back to work in the cold. Although, Curtis, I heard that Wednesday maybe it will be close to 60. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to warm up. Yesterday was the worst of it, a little bit better today, but into the mid-40s by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that keep track of this stuff, Sunday morning we will lose an hour of sleep, but sunset will be at 6:40.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so we spring forward clockwise this weekend.
Doesn't that mean that Monday is like the day that everybody has the heart attacks?
No, that's when I drive.
Please don't. Immediately your anxiety kicks in.
Because you told me that fact, and now I think about it every year.
It is a fact. There are more auto accidents and more heart attacks than any other day of the year on the day after the clocks change. But don't worry about that. Curtis, has it become harder to do your job due to some of the firings at the National Weather Service? That's what I want to know.
It really has.
Okay,
it's
all right.
been rough. It's been okay. We've had to do all our own modeling, and the Euro is cooked.
Boy. All right. Well, looks like if you hang in till Wednesday, things will get better. We have some leads that are left, and then we're going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. But here with a lead this morning is Courtney. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Glad to be back, even though it is cold. Trade deadline for the NHL is on Friday. Brad Marchand now out with this upper body injury. Going back in time, if you look at the concussion situations he's had in the past, he missed two games in the playoffs last season due to a concussion. He's 36 years old. This, I think, is bad news for folks that want to get something out of him in some type of trade between the Bruins and another team to get the 36-year-old out of here. I think Brad Marchand is either going to be right here in Boston or it's going to be a career for him. Mm. I am not in the camp that I want to see Brad Marchand leave. I know I'm in the minority there, but I think having an injury at this point of the season with his history and his age, I think is a recipe for disaster for trying to get him packing.
And the injury is a concussion?
Upper body injury,
upper body.
Undisclosed. But if you look at the hit, to me, it looks like it was probably a head situation.
Because remember, that was one of the questions that we kind of talked about last week. Do you think Brad Marchand signs an extension or is he traded? And I ultimately think he ends up signing an extension and being back and finishes with the Bruins just because I don't know if they have enough guts and cojones to trade one of their, you know, greatest, Mike Milbury said, the greatest left winger in Boston Bruins history. So I don't know if they have enough guts to do that.
Okay, so then what do you have to trade value-wise? Geeky?
I think, you know,
like Carlo?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem with this team going forward. Right.
You don't have much.
And you don't have the draft picks because you, and it was the right decision at the time.
Right.
But you gave those up because you were going for it. I don't know.
I think what you're going to see, Greg, honestly, is a new coach, and hopefully their mindset is that new coach can unlock the potential.
Greg asked Mike this last week. How many new coaches can you get before they've realized it's not the coach's situation? They've got to look elsewhere. And I know that there were a lot of reports, Shime, about Brazo and him being a healthy scratch, and maybe he was on the chopping block. What could you get for him?
Not much. Okay. Like, it's very minimal. Right. He's a fourth liner on every other team in the business, just like he is here. And so, I mean, you're getting basically nothing. It's like a bag of pucks.
So if you have no real trade assets and players, you're not moving on from Neely or Sweeney, the player you invested in. So maybe you're not going to be a big player in the offseason when it comes to signing free agents. So aren't you saying hopefully the new coach will be able to do something like Jim Montgomery did his first year when he got here?
I guess. All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So, Shyam, you're going to love this one. I'm going to dive into your wheelhouse a little bit.
Send it.
For it's not really my mock draft, but if I'm not able to get Abdul Carter, Shyam had said something last week that I'm like, all right, I didn't necessarily agree with right away, but
no, you agreed with it right away.
No,
because I know what it is.
He probably
spent the whole weekend talking and thinking about a tight end.
No, he said trade down, right?
I did.
Oh, okay. Right?
You hated it.
I did. I wasn't on board for it, but then Carla brought up a little bit of a point, and I started thinking to myself after I watched the combine receivers, tight ends. If I can't get Abdul Carter, and I could trade down maybe to pick up an extra second or an extra third to use to potentially trade for like a Cooper Kupp type of player.
This is the Carter rejoin?
And then pick up Tyler Warren when a lot of the people saying he has Gronk-like capabilities, and we've seen what a great tight end could do for an offense, especially a young quarterback, where you could see Drake May and Tyler Warren be your go-to pieces, add a guy like whether it's Cooper Kupp, DK Metcalf, then go out and get free agent offensive linemen, whether it's a Ronnie Staley. There are some guys available out there, you know, offensive linemen that you can get. Now your offense looks so much different, and we've seen what Tyler Warren was able to do at the collegiate level and just some of the capabilities that he has and where they lined him up. So I'm on board with trading down just because they're saying he's probably not going to go until somewhere like around 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. So trading down maybe to like the 8th spot if there is a team that wants to come up and drafting Tyler Warren and picking up an extra pick to maybe add to you to go out and trade for a guy.
Mm. Okay. All right, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
All right.
Shime's latest mock is up somewhere. Where'd you put it, Shime?
WEI.com, baby. Okay. You can also just find it if you go to my Twitter. I'll also put it on Instagram later.
Any hints? Or
The Patriots trade down. Actually, they do exactly what Wiggy just said, but they don't take Tyler Warren. Okay. They take a different offensive weapon.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we'll discuss that in full detail later, Shime. We got to take a quick break. We will get to my lead next. You know me. I'm always trying to keep up with the lingo when it comes to Gen Z, the kids. So apparently there's a new work term that is floating around for Gen Zers.
Huh. Right.
So I thought it was of interest. We'll get to that during my lead. And then still to come, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.